This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. In the 1994 blockbuster movie Forrest Gump, Forrest is having a conversation with a friend regarding their futures. Forrest, as he often did, offered words of wisdom without knowing it. He mutters, "Mama always said that I had a destiny and that I wasn't just floating around, kind of accidental-like, on a breeze." Okay, you're on this earth for a reason. You've got a purpose. You're going somewhere. You aren't just floating around, kind of accidental-like, on a breeze. In Matthew 6:33, Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness." And as we do that, all the other things, including our career paths, will fall into place or be added to us or will be taken care of in that regard. And as we do that, as we seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, there is one thing above all else for each one of us that will literally maximize our potential for life. Finding that one thing about yourself is key. It helps to narrow your focus. And in the podcast last week, I quoted from Gary Keller and Jay Papasan's book, The One Thing, to ask that focusing question, what's the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? Now, it's one thing to talk about the one thing, but how do you get that into your life? Well, go back to the answer Jesus gave the scribes who asked which of the commandments was the greatest. Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength." And then Jesus went on to say, "Love your neighbor as yourself." So God is first. We've got that. And then as we use our gifts, our talents, we love and serve others. And that's where your one thing comes in. How can you best extend the kingdom? My purpose is to help people reach their potential in Jesus Christ through my preaching, teaching, and writing. My one thing as I seek the kingdom is proclaiming, preaching the word. Now that can change. Suppose I lost my voice. I might have to utilize something else. The thing Jesus emphasized for us is the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God. As believers, that's our first priority. That one thing, which is the main thing, seeking the kingdom and God's righteousness, that won't change. So let's break down that one thing concept into different areas of our lives. What are they? Well, the spiritual, that's first. Seek first the kingdom of God. Love the Lord your God. Your mental and spiritual are related. You're one being. And your family is second because they are your closest neighbor. And the other things fall into place, your physical life, your social life, your work and vocational life, and your financial life. So ask, for example, "Lord, what do you want my relationship with you to look like by this time next year, in 5 years? What one thing do I need to do this year to get there? Now, what one thing do I need to focus on today to move in that direction?" Ask, for example, "What do I want my relationship with my wife or husband or child to look like by this time next year?" Find one thing you can do this year to get closer to God, closer to your family, and then bring it down to today. And be specific, narrow it down. Our mind responds to specifics better than generalities. So instead of saying, "Lord, I believe you want my relationship with you to be better," and leaving it at that, go that important step further and ask, "How?" You might say, "Well, Lord, I believe you want me to spend more quality time with you, so I'm going to commit to spending 5 minutes every morning, day by day with you in Bible and prayer and meditation." Only 5 minutes? Well, 5 minutes day by day multiplied by each day, 365, that's 1,825 minutes or 30.4 hours. Do you think that would make a difference in your spiritual life if over the course of this next year you would spend over an entire day more than you have before just being with God? What about over the next 5 years? And what if you increased it to 10 minutes the next year so that you're spending a couple of entire days more with God? What do you think that would do for your walk with the Lord? Now, I know we can't measure the quality of our relationship with God by using a stopwatch. And I certainly don't time my prayers. But my point is, you're making a commitment to take time to know God better. It happens day by day. Well, go through that process with each of those major areas of your life. What one thing can I do to improve my relationship with my spouse or my family, you might ask. What do you need to do on your part this year and then today to make that happen? For example, you might ask, I'm going to mark off every Friday night as a date night with my spouse. Or what do I need to do today to arrange things so that I can make that happen Friday night? Or Saturday is my day with this child, and Sunday afternoon my special time with my other child. What do I need to do today so I can free myself up to spend time with them? Instead of saying, I want to be healthier, ask, what one thing do I need to do today to move in that direction? Eat healthier, exercise, be specific. It's not easy, but most great accomplishments aren't. Back in the early 1970s, the song Day by Day from the musical Godspell was popular. Remember the words? Day by day, O dear Lord, three things I pray, to see thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, follow thee more clearly, day by day. A life isn't made all at once, but day by day. I believe you can have a great life day by day. Join me next week, and in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head.